For Michigan Radio News, I'm Gabriella Emanuel. Homeschooling is one of the fastest growing forms of education in the U.S. The number of kids in charter schools and the number of kids being homeschooled are actually comparable. Both hover around 2 million. And more African Americans are homeschooling. But African American families often choose to homeschool for very different reasons than white families. To find out more, we can go to a quiet street in Detroit. Light pours in the back windows of the Kirksey home. It falls on a wall of textbooks, puzzles, and multicultural children's books. Brandon is 7. He pulls out a laminated world map.
Here's the whole entire map. Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan.
This isn't just a family home. It's actually a tiny school. A school for one. For Brandon. And his two younger siblings, 3-year-old Zachary and 10-month-old Aria, tag along for fun. For 3 years, Camille Kirksey has homeschooled her children. Each day starts with yoga.
All right, let's quiet down. Close our eyes.
Next up, poetry.
We cannot change the inevitable.
We cannot change the inevitable.
I'm trying to say this.
I know, that's a lot of syllables in that word.
They're standing in the dining room where bowls of fruit mixed with stacks of books.
Inevitable.
That's okay.
It's hard.
After this, it's reading and math. And Fridays are reserved for science experiments and field trips. Kirksey, the mom and teacher, says until a few years ago, homeschooling hadn't even occurred to her.
I've never seen anybody, especially black people, homeschooling or any. What is this homeschool thing?
Brandon was enrolled in a private pre-K at the time.
It was a mostly black school with mostly white teachers, which didn't really bother me until I saw the differences in how they treated certain kids, especially boys. They seemed to be very harsh, kind of like barking at them, ordering them around.
She didn't really treat anybody nicely.
Kirksey says this matches a pattern where African-American children aren't given the kindness she thinks kids need.
It's not something I want my kids to have to deal with.
That's when Kirksey saw a post on Facebook. It profiled an African-American homeschooling family. It wasn't long before she'd convinced her husband, quit her job of 10 years, and started teaching. She says she was particularly excited because she could introduce her kids to a version of history that features their own ancestors.
As black people, I really want my children to understand that we were a huge part of history that is not always told.
The other thing that got Kirksey really excited is that all of a sudden, education became a whole community affair.
Just like in African culture, the village is the community, is the extended family. Like my husband's father is an engineer, so I said, I want you to take the oldest and teach him these things.
It's not just relatives. They also found a co-op full of other homeschool families, most of whom are African American. But Kirksey is quick to point out this decision wasn't just about race and racism. She says it was also a lifestyle choice. They can have family meals together, their kids can explore their interests freely, and it allows their family to bond.
That's really important to us, so that's why we kind of turn our life all the way around to make this happen.
About 200,000 African American families now homeschool in the U.S. That's according to Ama Mazama.
It is a dramatic increase. A few years ago, the numbers were much, much lower.
Mazama is a professor at Temple University. She says African-American homeschool families tend to be urban two-parent households that are relatively well-off and well-educated. It's hard to get concrete numbers, but Mazama did a qualitative study that looked at why families choose to homeschool. She says for white families, it's often about religion. But it's different for African-American families.
The number one complaint is the racism.
Mazama says African-Americans have spent generations fighting for access to good schools. And now some of them have reached the conclusion that they can do a better job than traditional schools. I'm Gabriella Emanuel, Michigan Radio News.